From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Ad Hominem Hannibal, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hannibal was a honey badger, and he was not big, but nobody told Hannibal that. He was gray and cream and soft black, and he moved fast, and his tongue moved faster. On the day you met him, he was crouched by the pond, arguing with a frog about the weather. The frog said it might rain. Hannibal did not look up at the clouds. He looked straight at the frog. "Oh, you think it'll rain?" he snapped. "You've got mud on your feet. Why would I trust a muddy frog about the sky?" The frog blinked. The clouds, for the record, were dark and low and heavy with rain, and none of that had anything to do with the frog's feet. That was Hannibal's habit, and it had a shape you could learn to see. Somebody would offer an idea. Hannibal would leap. Not on the idea, but on the person. "You're always wrong about this. Look who's talking." He never touched the actual words. He went for the speaker every single time. And here's the part that matters most. Hannibal was not a villain. He was a teacher. He did the mistake out loud, on purpose, so you could watch it happen and learn its face.
To understand Hannibal, you had to know where he grew up. It was a tiny village, tucked in a fold of the hills, and his family had a strange old job there. They were the debate stallers. When two neighbors argued about a fence, about a well, about whose goat ate whose garden, Hannibal's family would slip into the middle and go to work. But they never talked about the fence or the well or the goat. They talked about the people. "You can't trust him. He lost a cart once. Don't listen to her. Her grandmother was rude." On and on, until everyone was too tired and too angry to remember what the argument had even been about. The fence stayed broken, the well stayed muddy. Nothing got fixed, but the debate stallers were paid all the same. Little Hannibal grew up inside this. He learned it the way you learn to walk. He could feel, from the inside, how easy it was, how attacking the person felt quick and clever and safe, and how thinking about the idea felt slow and hard. He lived the pattern for years before he ever had a name for it. That was exactly why, much later, Logic Quest would come looking for him. He didn't just know the mistake. He knew how it felt.
Hannibal walked a long way to Logic Quest, a long, dusty road, alone, with a lot of time to think. He was 26 years old when he arrived, older than most of the others, and he stood a little apart in the courtyard while Inspector Logos looked him over. "What is ad hominem?" she asked. No hello, just the question. Hannibal stood tall. "It's attacking the person," he said. "Not their idea." Then his eyes dropped for a moment, and something honest crossed his face. "I do it. We all do it." He looked back up and met her gaze. "The skill isn't never doing it. The skill is catching it, in other people and in yourself. Catching it is the hard part." Inspector Logo studied him a long moment. Then she smiled. "Ad hominem," she said, "means to the person in an old, old language. You attack the arguer instead of the argument." She nodded once. "You're hired. Welcome to the team."
Hannibal taught the only way he trusted, by showing. One sunny afternoon, a small squirrel named Pip bounced up, bright and full of ideas. "I think we should plant more nut trees," Pip chirped. "They give us food and they give us shade." Hannibal twitched his nose. "Oh, you think that, Pip?" he scoffed. "You're always forgetting where you buried your nuts. How can we trust your ideas about trees?" Pip's ears drooped. "But what does that have to do with nut trees?" Hannibal paused. He looked at Pip. He looked at the ground. He sighed. "See what I just did?" he asked the air. "Pip had an idea, a good one maybe, but I didn't talk about the nuts. I didn't talk about the shade. I talked about Pip's memory, and Pip's memory has nothing to do with whether we should plant trees." He shook his head slowly. "That was ad hominem. I attacked Pip, not the plan." Then he gave them tools, spotting tricks, he called them. First trick is the attack on the idea or on the person? Second trick, would the idea be more true if someone else said it? If you catch yourself thinking, well, it depends who said it, you're judging the person, not the idea. He held up a paw. Third trick, and this one's tricky. Sometimes it's fair to question someone. If a fox says, this wobbly bridge is safe, cross it, and you know the fox owns the bridge company, it's okay to say, maybe he just wants my money. That's a real reason to doubt the claim. But if the same fox says, the sky is blue, and you shout, don't listen, he's sneaky, that's ad hominem. Being sneaky doesn't change the color of the sky. He waited for the nods. Last trick, he whispered. Don't blame yourself when you slip. Just catch it, even me.
Late that day, when the courtyard had gone gold and quiet, Pip found Hannibal sitting by himself. So, Pip said carefully, my idea about the trees, is it still good? Your idea is still an idea, Hannibal said. We have to look at it, not at your buried nuts. A small, wry smile, though you really should work on that. Pip laughed, and then went still. Doesn't it feel better to win, though, to just get them? Hannibal was quiet for a while. His shoulders, which were always a little braced, slowly softened, and something warm settled over his gray and cream face. You'd think so, he said, but no. Winning by poking at somebody, that leaves a sour taste. You know what feels good? The fair feeling. When you talk about the idea, and you let the person just be. That calm, steady feeling right here. He touched his chest. That's the one worth chasing. Not the win, the fair. He looked out at the last of the light. The mistake is the lesson, Pip. Catching the mistake is the skill. And chasing that steady feeling, that's the reason to bother at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to ad hominem Hannibal. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.